Welcome to the Visual Studio Flashcast series. My name is Chris Langford from the Visual Studio team, and I have some great content ready for you today. This session will be 30 minutes in length and will include a pre-recorded screencast. During the session, you can ask a question using the hashtag specified on the screen. You can use the buttons in the middle of the screen for your favorite social platform to ask questions, and a technical expert will answer the questions as they are aggregated in the tag board below. Let's get started. Today, I want to introduce Mike Bluestein. He is a developer evangelist at Xamarin, and today he is going to show you how to build an iOS application using Visual Studio and Xamarin.
Today we're going to build an iOS application using Xamarin with C# and Visual Studio. The application we're going to build will allow the user to take a picture using the iPhone's camera, or select a picture from the camera, the camera's library, and then subsequently they'll be able to apply a filter effect to the image. So let's see how to do that. From Visual Studio, I'm going to just do File, New Project. And then in the New Project dialog, once I have Xamarin installed, I have both Android, if I were doing Xamarin Android application development, or for Xamarin iOS, what we're doing here today, I have a bunch of iOS templates. I'm going to just select the iPhone empty project template, and I'm going to call it Photo App, right? And just select OK. And I get the stub of an application built up for me that'll have just the main entry point and an app delegate. So if I were to look in the app delegate class, this is basically the UI application delegate, which is a application-wide singleton, really, that handles a variety of different application-specific callbacks. The important one that you have to implement is called finished launching, which we create for you in the project template. And you can see in here, it creates the single window that every iOS application has, and it makes it visible. But the one thing you need to do, additionally, is set that window's root view controller to the controller that is going to be that presents the first view that you're going to see on the screen. So in this case, because we chose the empty project template, we don't have one yet. So let's create one. I'm just going to do everything in code in this example. So I'm just going to here simply add a new class. And we'll see how to build this up from scratch. I select a class, and I'm just going to call, this is my controller. Let's call it, say, photo controller. Right? Photo controller. Okay, and I go add. And I can see here, I've been given a couple of things. I've already got the namespaces for Monotouch. That's where all the iOS stuff comes from, Monotouch Foundation, and Monotouch UI Kit is the high-level framework which Apple has all of their UI controls in. So I'll just make this a public class. I like to do it that way. And the controller is going to be a subclass of UI View Controller. You can see here I get IntelliSense, which is pretty nice because everything's bound to a static language like C#. So I have a UI View Controller, and the UI View Controller is where I'm going to do all my work to present that first screen, that first view on the screen. So before I do any more work in there, let's go back over to that app delegate, and we're just going to create the instance of that view controller. So I called it Photo view controller here, as you can see. Just name it controller. And then down in here, in the application's delegate's finished launching method, which will get called, as you might expect, when the application is finished launching, I can create an instance of this controller. The controller here, and I'll just get a new photo controller. Beautiful. Okay, and then I can come down right below that, this line that I was given, commented out, window root controller. I'll just make equal to my photo controller there. Let's just format that nicely. Okay, great. And I'm all done with the application delegate. So that's going to set the window, which I have one again, Windows root view controller to this controller. And that controller manages a view that'll be presented on the screen. So let's go into that class here called photo controller, and we'll start writing code. So the photo controller, like I said, manages a view that's presented on the screen. And then the way you're going to build up the screen, the UI in code, is by creating views in a hierarchy. So you have the controller, which manages a view, and then what we're going to do is add subviews on top of that to build up a hierarchy, and the subviews are going to be presented on top of that view visually, and that's how you can get your UI on the screen for this, you know, single view application here that we're building. So the UI view controller has a variety of methods that you can override, which handle the life cycle of the views that are presented, right? It's life cycle. So if I just go override, one of them is view did load, right? You see there's other ones like view did appear, disappear, will appear, you know, did load, did on, those kind of things, right? So lifecycle things. View did load is called when the view, when this controller's view is loaded, and that's a good, that's a place where you have, where you know you'll have a view, but it hasn't been presented yet, so you can start doing setup and initialization, such as creating additional views to add to them, changing colors, any type of UI things. This is a good place to get started with that. And so I'll just save that. Now, in this user interface, it'll be a simple one. We're just going to have four controls. We're going to have the control that presents the image, which in iOS and UIKit is a UI image view. And then we'll have three buttons, to one to select a photo from the camera's library, another button that's going to allow you to open the camera and take a photo, and a third one that'll apply a filtering effect to the photo that's presented on the screen. So I've got some class variables here that I already set up here for those, right? The image view and then the three buttons, respectively. Okay. Now with those in place, once I have those, I can start creating them. So I have I'm doing all the UI and code here. So I just have some simple variables to do, to do some very simple layout here in code. And then the first control I create is this image view, right? Additionally, right above, I just set the view's background color. The view is the property you get from the view controller to access the view that it's managing, right? So I'm just going to set its background color so that it's white. Then once I have that, I can start building up my UI. So I'm going to create this UI image view. I give it a frame in here, which is, the frame is the rectangle and the position of the rectangle on the screen, which this view is going to fit within. So I'm just going to set that, we bind it to a rectangle in the system.drawing namespace. Control dot here. And go using system.drawing, get all your nice Visual Studio features like IntelliSense and code completion, adding helper things like adding the using directive, etc. And then I'm just going to set a content mode so that it scales such that it fits the aspect ratio. Right? Maintains the aspect ratio. So that's how I create this control in code. I'm going to do the same thing for the three buttons, right? I have a basically the same code here. I have a button to take a photo, to pick a photo, and then apply the filter. But I'm just going to create them using this factory method from a type. There's different kinds of button types, such as an information button, a button to do a variety of different things. You can explore that because everything's bound to a nice statically typed language. You can see in IntelliSense all the different kinds of buttons you could create. I'm just going to create the system one, which is basically with the new flat UI that they introduced in iOS 7, gives you a label-looking type of button. And then, I set a frame. I set the title, in this case, that's going to go on the button, just the string label that it'll get. And then I handle the touch-up and side event. So it's nice, we expose calls from UI button as to C# with events. So in this case, I have touch-up and side, and I can just give it a lambda expression. And then in here, I'm just going to stub the method out that will implement these in a bit here. I'll do take photo. I'll generate a stub method for pick photo. And I'll do the same thing to apply the filter here that I'm going to use. All right. So with that in place, I have these three things down in here. Now, if I were to run it now, I wouldn't see anything because I haven't added all these controls to the screen. As I'd already mentioned, the way you build up a view, you build up views and build up your user interface in iOS is through a view hierarchy. And the way you achieve that in code is by adding subviews, right? So if I have the view, which is the view that the controller is managing, I can then go add subview, add a view on top of it, and I can do that for all of these four controls, the image view and the three buttons. So I have some code in here that's going to do that. And I can add the subviews. You can see I said view, add subview, and I just do it in order. And it's just going to add those. You know, so I'll have my view, and I'll have the four controls just layered all on top of it. So that's what I would need to do to get them on the screen. If I were to run it now, it'll just present them, but I wouldn't be able to do anything, of course, with them because the three methods I have down below here haven't been implemented. I do have a couple other things I need to do setup-wise within the project here in Visual Studio. So if you see over in the Solution Explorer, there's this file called info.plist. It's just basically a settings file. Plist is a dictionary file, property list file. And we have a UI that gets loaded into Visual Studio so that you can have a nice little GUI to set all these things. So I'll give it an application name called Photo App. There's an identifier, which you can have to set. It's just basically a reverse domain name. Let's call it Photo App. Give it a version, 1.0. And I can set my deployment target. I'll just set it to the latest here, 7.1 of iOS that I'm using. And I'll save those. I'll be done with that. And there's one other thing I want to set in there because I want it to not be letterboxed. On the larger iPhone 5 size, there's a property I can set here in iPhone icons. There's a bunch of icons and imagery you should set when you deploy an app, you know, for settings, for the icon, iTunes artwork when you ad hoc deploy it, things like that. But the one, just to keep it simple, I'm just going to set one of these things in here just so that I don't get the letterboxing of the UI when I go on the larger iPhone size. I'm going to set this Retina display 4-inch here. And I can just click the button here. If I go to my documents here, I'd already saved the file that I have to have of the appropriate size. Just a little blank image there. That just by including that image, I won't be letterboxed. It'll take the full screen on the iPhone 5, larger size iPhone. Okay, so I'll just save that. Now, let's run the app just to make sure we have everything all set up and we didn't make any mistakes. So I already have my iPhone, you know, plugged into my my computer over here. So after the thing builds, it's going to deploy. And then it'll start our debugger, right? And it takes a second here to build and then deploy. It'll start the debugger and it'll launch it onto my device. Give that a second. And I have a little app that I run here that we have. That allows me to see my iPhone, you know, my screen from my iPhone on rendered onto the computer here. So you can see I've got the three buttons. The image view, there's no image in it, so it's blank. It's just kind of, you know, I didn't put a default image or anything like that, you know, for the simple demonstration. But it's there. And if I did anything and I tap those buttons, you'll see that they don't do anything. They'll just throw an exception because we have the throw exception in the method stuff there. So let's go back in there into the code. And now that we know we loaded up and everything's kind of wired up okay as far as like launching things into our device. And let's implement these three guys. So first of all, we're going to implement them. Actually got them in a different order here that I wanted to show, but we'll just do a take photo first. Right? Now, before I add the code here, we're going to take advantage of a project that we created. I actually just added it to the new .NET, the open source .NET Foundation that we announced with Microsoft just recently. But one of the projects we're going to use is a project called Xamarin.Mobile. What it is it's a cross-platform project that allows you to, and it's available in our component store, and it abstracts a variety of device-specific things so you can write one set of code. In general, we use the you know, the platform-specific capabilities and UIs. But in this case, there's things such as the camera, geolocation, context, they're available all on Android. These ideas are all available across platforms, Android, Windows Phone, Windows Store, applications, and of course on the iPhone, what we're looking at here. So to get it, it's very easy. I can go right in Visual Studio. I can go get more components if I right click on components. And we have this component store with all these nice curated projects. Some are free or some are for sale. And I'm just going to type Xamarin, excuse me, type it there, Xamarin Mobile. Right, it goes off to I'm already signed into my account here in my Xamarin account. I'm just going to click Xamarin Mobile in here, and I'm just going to go add to app. There's a sample project and some other things, and it's going to start downloading it and add the thing to it. And when it's done, you'll see it's downloading as the little green arrow. Just wait a second, and great. When that thing's all finished, we have our component. It adds all the references to it. It's all packaged up, and even has a sample project that you use to look at to take a look at how to use it. So I've already got some code here that does what I want to take a photo with the camera. We'll also use it for picking a photo. So I'll just add that in here into my implementation for take photo. And we use this thing called a media picker. We'll have to add the namespace using Xamarin.media. Okay. We have this guy in here. We also need this. I'm using can take off private. We'll make this async. And I don't need a callback, so I'll just make it void here. We'll save that. And what this guy does here is allows me to take a photo. It's going to launch the native controls for taking a picture on the platform that you happen to be writing this code on. So this would be code that could be used cross-platform. Sits on top of the native implementation underneath. And it's all open source if you wanted to go and take a look how it all works. Okay? So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to create this media picker. And then at the end of the day, I'm going to use the media picker to take a photo. That's going to launch the camera. When it's done, I'm going to set the image that I get back from the media picker to the image view via its image property, the image view being the UI image view that we'd added. Similarly, up here in pick photo, I'm going to write some code. Also get rid of the, we'll just make that async as well, because we have, you know, nice support for async await, all the modern C# language features. I'm going to write very similar code in here. But in this case, I'm not going to take a photo. I'm just going to use the media picker to select the photo from the image library on the device, the camera library on the iPhone. In this case, right? And we'll just leave the apply filter there for a second, right? So if I were to launch it now, let's take a look here, if I did everything correctly. Takes a second to build and launch and debug. Great. And you can see here now, I'm able to go onto my device. I'm just holding my device here. I can, choose a photo from the photo library. Say the first time I get prompted, as I should, to allow access, so application can't hijack your photo library, say. And I'll pick a photo from my photo library on my device. And it applies it. It sets it right on the screen. Similarly, I could take a photo. I'll show, opens the camera. So it's, there's my device. There's my whole setup here. I'll just, kind of boring, I'll just take a picture of my keyboard. And you can say, use that photo. And it replaces it. And there you go. So I didn't implement apply the filter. So let's go back in there now. And let's see how we could use iOS and Xamarin to apply a nice filter to our photo. So I stopped the debugger there, which closed it on my device that you didn't see. So now I go up into here to the apply filter. Same thing in my method stub. I can just make it void. And excuse me here. I can async. Right. And the code I'm going to use to apply a filter uses a framework called Core Image. Right. And what Core Image is, it's basically a hardware accelerated imaging API. You can do it in hardware or software. And it allows you to apply all kinds of interesting image effects, imaging software. You know, do sepia tones. You could build like a Photoshop, kind of write your own sort of Instagram app where they apply all the filters. Have some other things for like cropping images and doing all kinds of cool things with images. And very efficient. And then it does it all on the in hardware. Optionally, you can do it in software too, but you can do everything in hardware. You basically build up a script effectively to say all the kind of things, all the kind of filters you want to apply, and then you say, hey, go apply it, and just it takes the thing effectively like a script, logically what it is, and just applies it all in one step. So it's very efficient. Pretty nice API. And we have a beautiful binding to it to work with in C#. So you can see here, I'm getting the little arrow red squigglies. I have to add the namespace to that. And I also introduced just one side effect, or one, not a side effect, but a thing you have to know about working with Core Image like that with iOS. It would, if I were to do this with the camera and not do anything as far as the orientation, it would end up rotating my original image to the side, because it would take out the EXIF date out of the image that said it's not upward. Right? So I just wrote a little helper function here, a little extension method down below that I'll just add. I won't go into it too much here. Little class that I got. And all this guy does is I'm using Core Graphics, another framework from Apple, to fix the orientation so that after it gets it passes through Core Image, it won't be rotated. It'll still be upright, the image. Okay, so I put it in the right place there. Great. There's one thing there. Cool. I think I put it one thing. I nested it. Don't want it there. Sorry. Let me just get that down in here. Wouldn't matter, but get it in the right place. Really wouldn't have made a difference, but just want to make sure I had it the same way. Okay, great. So if I come up now to this, I'll just take a look at the code. We'll walk through it for a second. What we're going to do here is we, take the image that's out of the image view, check that it's not null, and we create this photo effect. Again, there's a bunch of different filters. The one I'm going to use is this noir image. I create a CI image and use my helper method to correct the orientation of it. And the CI image is what allows me to then, apply, create a CI context from it. And that's what allows, passing that through the filter is what allows me to apply this particular filter to the image. And then once I've applied the filter, I can get back out of that what's called the CG image, the lower level framework Core Graphics. And with that, I can pass off to the higher level UI image, which has a helper method that we have to get the image. But pretty straightforward. So you go pin the image to core image, use core image to apply some filtering effect or effects, get back a CG image out of that, and then just use that to render your or to create your UI image, which you can hand to the higher level framework and control, such as a UI image view, right? And then I'll have my filtered image on the screen. So let's save that guy. Let's run it again. And now, after this guy loads, I should be able to take my photo and apply my filter to it. So I'll let that launch here. Once we get the orange bar, the debugging session started, it's deploying. I'll switch back over to so you can see my device. That guy launches, and I'll do the same thing. I'll just choose the photo from the library. Let's pick the same one, it's a pretty nice picture. And that loads in there, so I have my my photo, and now when I tap apply noir filter, I get the nice filter effect that I selected. So that's how you develop, that's a quick start on how to develop an iOS application using C# Visual Studio. We saw our components, how we can use Xamarin.Mobile to write nice high-level code that interacts with the camera in this case, and that code would actually be available cross-platform. You'd be able to use it on other platforms such as Windows Phone and Android. And additionally, we saw how to interact with a nice imaging library that comes with iOS native imaging library called Core Image. So hopefully that was a useful walkthrough, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for joining us in today's Flashcast session. Please register for another Flashcast session at http://aka.ms/flashcast. We hope to see you on our next Flashcast session. Thank you and have a great day.